Welcome to lesson 45 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke and I'm here with my recalcitrant student, Jerry Gaffney.
Yes, Tony, I know I haven't been practicing.
Well, Jerry, you know, half an hour every day is the minimum requirement. Anyway, on to this week's tune. The fisherman's jig is in fact a slip jig, and slip jigs are in 9/8 time. And it's important to realise that each bar is comprised of three groups of three quavers or the equivalent thereof, such as two groups of three quavers and then another group of a crotchet quaver. The musical grammar rules are the same as for jigs. In each group, where there are, say, three quavers, you would pick down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down. Where you have a crotchet quaver combination, the crotchet equals two quavers, so would therefore be picked down, and then there is no up for the non-existent second quaver, and then down for what would be the equivalent of the third quaver. Obviously, this is not the most efficient way to pick a down, up, down, up, down, up would be, but it is most important to pick this way as it maintains the correct rhythm or lilt to the tune. And of course, if we think of it, of the tune containing three groups of notes, then we count in three. One ender, two ender, three ender, one ender, two ender, three ender. Rather than counting in nine. So you're not actually counting up to nine. You're counting three groups. And if you're tapping your foot, you would tap it on the emphasized boots. One ender, two ender, three ender, one ender, two ender, three ender. Slip jigs comprise only a small percentage of the Irish music repertoire, and you can attend session after session and not hear them at all. In O'Neill's 1001 Tunes, for example, there are 53 pages of jigs, but only 10 pages of slip jigs. They are, however, used very much by step dancers. Now, I have a lovely recording of this slip jig by Eileen O'Brien on her Newtown Bridge CD from about 1999 with accompaniment on the piano by Deirdre McSherry. And it's played as the first tune on a selection called the Gary Kennedy Selection. Eileen is the daughter of the late Paddy O'Brien from near Nina in County Tipperary, and I can highly recommend this CD if you indeed can get a copy of it. I often couple this tune with Narcanavanwana.
And in fact, we had that tune as lesson 16 in book 1, Tony.
That's correct. Okay, now as usual, we'll listen to the tune once slowly, and then once again at the normal tempo. And I'll see you all next week.
And just a reminder, that as usual, that the book that accompanies these lessons contains sheet music, chords and more, and can be purchased for $9 US at www.irishguitarpod.com.